Let's take a look at some high school sports from yesterday. First, at the Drake Relays yesterday, a few athletes participating locally. On the boys' side, Kemper Catholic's Miles Ruepiper ended up third in the high jump. He cleared 6'7". Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard cleared 6'3". That was good for an 11th place finish on the day. Also on the girls' side, Thomas Jefferson's Josie Starner finished in 6th place in the girls' discus with a 124-foot 7-inch toss. From Abraham Lincoln, Darby Thomas jumped 18'4" and was the champion at the Drake Relays in the long jump. Also, some local alums did pretty well yesterday as well. Wichita State sophomore Rebecca Topham, a former Griswold star athlete, ended up 8th in the women's 5,000-meter run. Her time was 16 minutes, 17.69 seconds. That's the 4th best time in Wichita State history and her fastest clocking. Also, Alex Goffner, from running unattached at the Drake Relays yesterday, won the heptathlon. She used to be a star at Logan Magnolia High School. Goffner was a winner with 5,740 points. Also won four of the seven events, the 100 hurdles, the high jump, the shot put, and the long jump. Also another Griswold alum, Jordan Sint, who's a senior at Iowa, ended up 24th in the 800-meter run yesterday at the Drake Relays in Des Moines. Let's take a look a little closer to home now in the high school track and field last night. Griswold hosting its Tiger co-ed relays. On the boys' side last night, Missouri Valley wins the championship with 137 points. Fremont Mills with 116 was second. Griswold third at 107. Nottoway Valley fourth with 102. Underwood placed fifth overall. Individual champs include Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills winning the 100-meter dash. Chance Cobb of Southwest Valley took the 200 meters. Isaiah Humphrey of Underwood, the champ in the 400. Blake Patton of Underwood wins the 800. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills took the 110 hurdles title. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley wins the 1600-meter. Shane Breheny of Nottoway Valley took the 3200 title. Duke Kyle of Missouri Valley wins the 400-meter hurdles. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills wins in the discus. Austin Gartner of Fremont Mills, the high jump. Logan Gaylord of Fremont Mills wins the long jump, while Matt Glockel of East Mills took the shot put title. In the relays, Griswold wins the 4x100-meter relay and the shuttle hurdle relay. Also, Missouri Valley took the 4x200 and 4x400-meter relays. Underwood, a winner in the 4x800-meter and the distance medley, while Stanton took the sprint medley relay title. That's on the boys' side. On the girls' side last night in Griswold, it was Shenandoah winning with 146 points. Underwood, a close second with 139. Fremont Mills with 92. Nottoway Valley with 88. And East Mills round out the top five. Individually, Jesse Manrose of Shenandoah takes the 100 title. Cecilia Myers of Underwood, the 200. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 400-meter dash. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley wins the 800. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills wins the 110 hurdles. Kylie Cook of Underwood takes the 1500. Claire Campbell of Shenandoah wins the 3,000 meters. Adriana Holmes of Shenandoah won the 400-meter hurdles, while the discus title went to Logan Hughes of Shenandoah. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills takes the high jump. Carmen Pickens of Shenandoah wins the long jump. Logan Hughes of Shenandoah takes the shot put. In the relays, the 4x100-meter champ was Underwood. Nottoway Valley wins the 4x200 and the 4x400. Griswold took the 4x800-meter title. Shuttle hurdle title went to Fremont Mills. Underwood took the sprint medley title, and Nottoway Valley wins the distance medley relay. Also last night up at Woodbine at the Hummel Relays, this is for the girls. It was Trainer winning the sprint medley relay. The 3,000 meters went to Cameron Jansen of Missouri Valley. Trainer took the 4x800-meter relay. Also, the shuttle hurdle relay title ended up going to Woodbine. In the 100-meter dash, Noel James of Trainer was the champion. Trainer also took the sprint medley relay crown. 400-meter dash, Reagan Harder of Trainer the winner. Trainer took the 4x200 meters. Woodbine's Cheyenne Watkins wins the 100 hurdles. The 800-meter run title, Noel James of Trainer. Reagan Harder of Trainer wins the 200-meter dash. Chloe Gregory of Trainer wins the 400 hurdles. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley, the champ in the 1500 meters. 4x1 title went to Trainer. The 4x4 ended up to Riverside. And in the final team scoring, it was Trainer winning with 216 points, Woodbine with 100, placing second in that meet. Also in the field events, the long jump title went to Missouri Valley's Asia Hughes. Trainer's Madeline Ditchler takes the shot put. Ditchler also wins the discus, and it was Sienna Black of Trainer winning the high jump event in yesterday's meet. Let's take a look at some other high school sports yesterday. In girls golf, Atlantic defeated both Shenandoah and Red Oak in girls action. 168 for Atlantic, 195 Shenandoah. Red Oak didn't have a full team score. Brooke Newell of Atlantic medalist with a low round of 39. Bailey Newell shot 42 for Atlantic as runner-up. Also, Clarinda won a three-team meet, shooting a 221 to beat Denison at 223 and Harlan at 224. Glenwood, a winner over St. Albert, 201 to 307. Southwest Iowa beat Lennox, 198 to 228. Griswold beat Audubon, 207 to 215. Jasmine Turner of Audubon had the low round of 47. In boys golf last night, Atlantic wins a three-team meet, shooting a 153 to Shenandoah's 171 and Red Oak's 200. Jake Olson of Atlantic was medalist with a 37. Kyle Reno also shot 37 for runner-up honors. It was Clarinda over Harlan, 153 to 159. Glenwood beat St. Albert, 159 to 217. Bedford, winner over Southwest Iowa, and Lennox in a triangular with a 172. Southwest Iowa shot 175. Lennox didn't have a full team score. In high school soccer last night, in girls' play, it was Trainer over AHSTW 5-1. Winterset beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center 8-1. Glenwood over St. Albert 4-2. Underwood beat Denison 2-1. Storm Lake over Kemper Catholic 2-1 in overtime on penalty kicks. Abe Lincoln fell to Bishop Heelan Catholic 2-0. Columbus SCOTUS beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. And Millard South over Lewis Central 5-0. In boys soccer last night, it was AHSTW, a 2-0 winner over Trainer. St. Albert, 2-0 over Glenwood. Lewis Central beat Columbus SCOTUS 3-0. And Abe Lincoln, 1-0 over Thomas Jefferson. In high school tennis last night, it was Red Oak defeating Atlantic 9-0. Shenandoah over Creston 9-0. In boys tennis, Atlantic 8-1 over Red Oak. Shenandoah beat Creston 7-2. Harlan over Clarinda 7-2. Abe Lincoln 9-0 over Lewis Central. And Denison swept all nine matches over Thomas Jefferson. Well, the Chiefs boldly moved up in the NFL draft on Thursday night to select Texas Tech quarterback Patrick Mahomes with the 10th overall pick, giving them an heir apparent to veteran Alex Smith. Kansas City sent its first-round picks this year and next year, and one of two third-round picks in this year's draft to Buffalo, climbing from the number 27 pick to take the second QB off the board. North Carolina's Mitch Trubisky went to the Chicago Bears second overall, while Heisman Trophy winner Deshaun Watson of Clemson went to the Houston Texans at number 12. It's the third time in the common draft era that Kansas City has taken a quarterback in the first round, and the first since Todd Blackledge in 1983. Mahomes is also the second QB to be taken in the first round by a Reed coach team following Donovan McNabb with Philadelphia in 1999. The Cleveland Browns needed just about everything when the NFL draft began on Thursday. They made defense their first priority, taking Texas A&M defensive end Myles Garrett, making him the first Aggie to be taken first overall. The junior All-American possesses dynamic pass-rushing skills and was unblockable when healthy last season. Garrett joins a team that went 1-15 last season. The Bears moved up to the number 2 slot and grabbed junior quarterback Mitchell Trubisky of North Carolina. Trubisky became one of the most coveted signal callers in the draft after throwing for over 3,700 yards, 30 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions for the Tar Heels in 2016. San Francisco 49ers made their selection after they swapped picks with Chicago. The Niners took sophomore defensive end Solomon Thomas of nearby Stanford with the third selection. Jacksonville took a running back with the fourth pick, getting LSU's Leonard Fournette. Western Michigan wideout Corey Davis went fifth to the Tennessee Titans. The New York Jets took LSU safety Jamal Adams with the sixth pick before San Diego snared Clemson receiver Mike Williams. Carolina used the eighth selection to land versatile running back Christian McCaffrey. The Bengals spent the ninth pick on speedy receiver John Ross from Washington. Two-time Heisman Trophy finalist and Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson was then taken 12th overall by the Houston Texans, and the Oakland Raiders used the number 24 pick to select Ohio State cornerback Garyon Conley, despite rape allegations that he calls completely false. In baseball yesterday, Dexter Fowler, Greg Garcia, and Matt Adams each had 3 hits as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 6-4 Thursday night to sweep a day-night doubleheader. The Cards won the opener 8-4 in 11 innings on Matt Carpenter's grand slam. Elsewhere around the league, in the American League, Seattle beat Detroit 2-1, Cleveland over Houston 4-3, Yankees beat Boston 3-0, the Angels over Oakland 2-1. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Miami 3-2, Atlanta over the New York Mets 7-5, Washington beat Colorado 16-5, L.A. Dodgers over San Francisco in 10 innings, 5-1. Arizona beat San Diego 6-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the I-Cubs beat Colorado Springs 9-7. Oklahoma City in 12 innings over Omaha 3-2. San Antonio Spurs moved into the second round of the NBA's Western Conference playoffs. It'll be the Toronto Raptors against the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. Kawhi Leonard scored 29 points and Tony Parker added 27. And the Spurs eliminated the Grizzlies 103-96 in Game 6 at Memphis last night. Also last night, DeMar DeRozan scored 32 points and the Raptors blew a 25-point lead before downing the Milwaukee Bucks 92-89 to advance in the playoffs. And the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals began with victories by the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Ottawa Senators. Nick Bonino snapped a 2-2 tie with 7:24 left before the Penguins held on for a 3-2 road win against the top-seeded Capitals in Washington. In Ottawa, Erik Karlsson scored on a bad angle shot with 4:11 left, lifting the Senators past the New York Rangers 2-1 in Game 1 of that series. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.